The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The status quo discourse says there is something fundamentally wrong with sex. We live in a world of conversations attempting to control the source human instinct, the power to procreate. Welcome to Sex and the Divine Design with your host, Mookie Okon. It is the original divine design that ensures the continuation of life. Get ready for an enlightened discussion. Now, here is Mookie Okon.
Welcome back to the latest edition of Sex and the Divine Design. I'm your host, Mookie Okan, also known as your orgasm's best friend. Please visit me at thepussytalks.com for education, experiences, and much more. That is www.thepussytalks.com. And I want to thank you, Mihirangi, for the beautiful music that you've provided for the show. So welcome to my guest today, Kyle Wynn. He's my coach. And today I've called it Shakti and the Love Breath.
Ooh.
Shakti and the Love Breath Day. How about that?
Which one am I?
Well, let's see.
Okay.
So I've invited Kyle here today to assist me in a report from the field on the Pussy Talks vision, and this is the vision of the production of peace on earth through transforming the discourse on sex. So Kyle is my coach. He's been coaching me for a little while. Can't remember how long now. And so his incomparable coaching method sustains itself in the very being of clients and does not wear off. Rather, his work with others unfolds, expands, and wears on. And that's definitely been my experience. So welcome, Coach Kyle. Thanks so much for being here, because we began this first broadcasting series together, and here we are completing the circle for our first series of Sex and the Divine Design, the first broadcast into the world. So thanks for being here again.
You're welcome. It's a privilege. Thank you.
So I'm really celebrating. We have,
yes,
for Sex and the Divine Design, 71,000 plus listeners already in 8 weeks, and it's growing just from the last series.
And that's 71,000 downloads I just heard.
Yes.
So there may even be more listeners.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. This is great.
Yeah, because we've been talking
about... It's a small town already.
It is a small town, and we've been talking for quite a while about broadcasting and touching humanity and touching the world.
And here we are.
And this is the beginning.
This is great.
Totally the beginning. So I want to look at, in this episode today, like what's happening and what's happening with this promise of mine to the world. What is the Pussy Talks? How did it all come to be? But first I want to look at the title, Shakti.
Yes.
And the love breath.
Yes.
Do you know what that's about?
No. I'm going to learn right now with 71,000 plus other people.
You see, I just went to a profound weekend to celebrate my 60th birthday.
Yes.
And I know I haven't told you about it yet.
I know.
So I was looking for some really special way to celebrate that.
Okay.
And I came across a mandala painting workshop. I have attended one before a number of years ago, and it was extraordinary. So I have just got home from 3 days of intense painting from like 7 a.m. in the morning till 1 a.m. at night, producing the Sri Yantra mandala. So I thought it was a perfect time to tell the listeners, like, what is Shakti? Because the Pussy Talks is really devoted to bringing forth the feminine principle into its right place into the world.
Great.
And I know that you're dedicated to supporting and empowering women.
Empowering women and teaching men to do the same.
That's what I love about you.
Yeah.
So we had to, on our first afternoon at the program, which was with Paul Hoosterman at mandalas.com, we had to come up with a name that we were going to call ourselves or be known as at the painting workshop. So I think there were 16 of us who were going to paint. Some people had never held a paintbrush before. And so the name that came to me, that descended on me in our opening circle, was Love Breath. Mm. So I was known as Love Breath.
Mm-hmm. That'd be easy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know if you can feel this over the air, but if you're looking at it, it is Love Breath. Yeah.
So it was just so beautiful to be, hey, Love Breath, pass me the paintbrushes. Hey, Love Breath, pass me the paint. So that was the flavor of the whole weekend. And plus, I produced a beautiful mandala, which was a Sri Yantra, which I'd like to share a little bit about.
Okay.
So,
happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's just been an extraordinary time. And just being immersed in that field of painting and field of mandala has definitely made a difference.
Mm.
So I wanted to let the listeners know I've been completely inspired in the last month by a particular book that I've started really diving into, and it's called Sri Sundarya Lahari, and it means in Sanskrit, Surge of Beauty. And it's a compilation of sutras by a famous, famous teacher called Adi Guru Shankaracharya, Adi Shankara for short, and it's his experience of Shakti. So often we think of the term Shakti as woman and woman's energy and feminine energy, but his experiences with Shakti was like the full experience, the full intensity of Shakti. And so he describes the worship of absolute consciousness in the form of Shakti. Now, what's special about this book is the commentary is by Swami Satyasangananda Saraswati, or Swami Satsangi for short. And she was directed by her guru, Swami Satyananda Saraswati, to write this commentary for the benefit of humanity. So she had such an understanding and experience studying under his guidance that he knew that what she would share would benefit all of humanity. So I've been reading that, and it's incredible. So essentially, it's a text in praise of Devi, and Devi is the luminous nature of spirit in its female aspect. And so what Swami Satsangi says when she's defining what is Shakti, Shakti is that which has the potential to create and manifest beauty. When people create, they are revealing their Shakti. Shakti is the pure, vibrant energy at the core of each and every object in the manifest and unmanifest creation. Shakti is inherent in all existence. And so also Shakti resides in the Sri Yantra, the sacred mandala, is the mansion of Shakti. Now this is very dear to me because I have had a special relationship with the Sri Yantra ever since I first drew that mandala freehand, no rulers, no compasses, no geometrical aids in 1984. And so the Sri Yantra reveals the root matrix of creation. I just love that description, the root matrix of creation and the divine design, and so the divinity within every human being. So that's why I decided to call this session Shakti and the Love Breath.
Now I'm clear.
So what do you think about that?
I think a lot about that, more than I can say right now. It's amazing.
And I've just been, to be able to paint the Sri Yantra through this period of my birthday. It was just an extraordinary experience, and, you know, I just want to share that with everybody. So I would like to focus on really a report on what is happening with the vision and mission of the Pussy Talks.
Good.
Because that's really what our coaching has been focused on.
Yes.
And your continual challenge to me to come on and get on with it, right?
Yeah. Sometime around now will work just fine.
So, first of all, the vision and mission of the Pussy Talks is to facilitate profound sexual well-being experiences, producing outstanding educational programs, high-quality multimedia resources, and providing a global network of sexual healing centers dedicated to transforming lives through enhancing sexual well-being. So what's been happening?
What has been happening? How's that going?
Well, what I've discovered is, well, one of the challenges that you put out to me is, am I really going to focus on it? Am I really, really going to go for it in every moment? And so for me, it's a challenge, a continual challenge through your coaching and remembering that, the memory of that, okay, am I focusing on it? Where am I getting distracted? Where am I getting off track? But I find that the more that I have conversations with people and just share about the mission and the vision, then different people are coming forth and saying, I want to participate in that.
Great. And in what ways are they wanting to participate?
Well, I actually had a gentleman say he wanted to contribute $10 million. Now, he doesn't have $10 million right now, but even to have someone say that they were so moved by this vision that that's what they want to contribute really opened up some doorways, some gateways in my own awareness to know that someone else out there cares that much.
Yes. And he has a way in the future to contribute that much.
Yes.
So it wasn't just idle chatter. There was a commitment to produce what he's working on, and upon completion of that, he will, in fact, contribute up to $10 million.
Yes.
And what will you do with that $10 million?
Well, what I would do and what I would love to do right now if I had $10 million is there's an extraordinary property in Australia which would be perfect to create the first sexual healing center on the planet.
Hmm.
All of the structure is there, the buildings, there's income being generated by the accommodation that's there. It's an extraordinary place on 9 acres, and it's near Byron Bay.
Hmm.
And so, you know, part of the vision is to have a multimedia broadcasting production always resident in such a place.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hire all of the people that want to do that, not just as a job to go to, but who feel that enhancing sexual well-being is going to make a difference for the production of peace on the planet.
Yes. And peace on Earth often is heard and I think represented as an anti-war movement. In fact, I think if you look at the definition of peace, one of the definitions is the absence of war. And from this coach's point of view, that's part of why it hasn't taken hold. It hasn't distinguished itself from war. So the production of peace is really distinct from being anti-anything. In fact, I think peace and anti are oxymoronic or dichotomous or paradoxical, where the focus of just being still and at peace, like the Dalai Lama, like arguably Deepak Chopra and others who've actually found a peaceful way to be in this world exactly the way it is now, in no denial of the facts, and the facts are brutal in a lot of cases, but how do you exist on Earth and deep down in your pore of your existence, in the very root core of your existence, how do you stay calm and peaceful when they say that, or when they do that, or when that happens? That's a new definition of peace, where when a critical mass of humanity reliably could actually exist in a peaceful way with this world the way it is, that is the beginning of peace on Earth. So your work is intricate to that, because in that area where sex happens, if you look at that area, often you will find constriction, a lack of breath in the abdomen, a puckered up sphincter muscle, you know, tightness is there, like you're holding your breath permanently. They are also finding out through research that it's the source of a lot of dis-ease that ends up being illness and sickness. To hold your breath is to cause yourself to be sick.
Exactly.
So just learning how to breathe. What was the name they called you at your...
Love breath.
Ah.
So you see, the breath is when it's being completely relaxed and natural and spontaneous, does reach all the way down to the floor, to the pelvic floor. That's the sling of muscles that really hold everything up inside of us.
Yes.
And so I'm glad that you mentioned about when we're so tense and at war inside of ourselves against our own sexual energy flowing, it does create all of that, all of the things that are out of balance.
Yeah. Literally everything that doesn't work can probably be traced to that fundamental tight lack of breath, lack of peace. Otherwise, things just happen, and you really don't have to react to them. You can just see them and choose what to do, if anything. Sometimes when you don't know what to do, nothing is a very good response.
That's true.
But being at peace while you don't know what to do.
It's like we can't think it out, the solutions.
Right.
So in a way, you could say one of the ways that we've become out of balance is become by a talking head, you know, just like a walking, talking head, disconnected from the body and what's possible through connection to the body. You know, from my shamanic path, a grandmother said, the physical is it. So the physical body really is the gateway, our anatomy and physiology, into fully actualized being.
There you go.
Fully actualized being.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's right.
I know.
And so, you know, some of the sessions on the show have talked about healing of the genital sense of self. So that term, the genital sense of self, is all of our daily patterns and the way we feel about our body, the way we treat our body, the way we live, how we live, what our place, our space looks like. So it's all of the patterns in our everyday life. And so when we're at ease and at peace with our genital area, with all of the sensations and feelings there, and to the level of connecting to our first chakra, the more subtle energy that resides there, and allow it to freely flow through our body and beyond, and allow that and feel that, that's when we can really generate peace inside of ourselves, which is going to impact the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the outside tends to reflect the inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what I've noticed with a lot of people who come to me who have their issues, sometimes their issues.
Issue, I hardly even know you.
Their issues around sex and all that kind of stuff. What I find pretty much across the board is they're so focused on the outsides, just total external focus, that they've never learnt or have given themselves an opportunity to go within. And that brings us all the way back to the Sri Yantra and the little point right in the center, because that helps us to bring attention and focus back to one point.
Mm-hmm.
And back to one point.
Yep.
And that's my challenge, too, with the Pussy Talks, to focus and come back to that point.
I think that's the challenge, is to live in the simplicity of the design of us, because the way we think has us overthink almost everything. And really learning how to observe just what is going on and letting it be. Back to the anatomy, each cell is designed to literally have air between each cell.
Space.
And because it's invisible, and if you listen to us talk, we're talking a lot slower than the chatter that knows everything is talking. So we might be driving a couple of people a little crazy, because it really is intentional. When you start coming from that peaceful place, you calm down, you slow down, and you care less about what the chatter is saying, including yours and others. It's not as rude as it sounds. It's actually, if you did want to say something, people that are still actually have the capacity to hear many levels of what you're saying, including what you mean, including where it comes from. And as a coach, you can hear how people have themselves stuck by listening to how they say what they say. And if I talk like that, I'd be stuck too.
Right.
And it's that simple.
Right.
It's almost too simple for smart people to get it.
Yeah, and that's what I observed in the mandala painting also. So there was a handful of people that were in an incredible struggle creating the mandala, creating the design. And through that self-talk and the way that they were judging themselves and, oh, I made a horrible mistake, and not being able to engage in the space anymore because that totally took them over.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have those moments, too.
Yeah. And if you're in bed with your partner and you're working hard at doing it right, you're probably not going to be very satisfying. Or, you know, it's not the same as if it's just as serene and calm and you allow your experience to become one with the other and you disappear as a identity, and you're just in love. It takes over.
Yes.
And then when you start feeling good and patting yourself on the back, it disappears. It's elusive.
That's right.
That was good. Weren't I good? Yeah. Well, you just lost it again.
So it's like identifying oneself as the creator of the success, you could say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like conquer, accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't I good?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about me?
And so that whole thing of being serene and connecting, you know, that's definitely a key to having much more fulfilling, intimate sexual experiences with a partner. And so it doesn't mean that you're like just laying there passive. I mean, it's active, receptive presence.
Yes.
With one another, and then that allows the natural building of the whole field and the whole space of energy. So, I mean, you could be you could be exploding in the space together completely for hours on end.
Yes. Yes, it's as passive as whitewater rafting.
That's right.
You just go with that flow and quit resisting it, and it takes you places you couldn't get yourself there if it were your ego doing it.
Yes. So one of the really important things for men and women who are listening to this, that the more that you can bring relaxation into the bedroom and let go and surrender to one another, that's when the magic starts to happen. And so I know some of you have heard the program on orgasm with Christine Viken. You know, there's some really great tips there on how we have the capacity to just simply, through connecting to our own breath and being present with our own breath, we don't even have to do anything like a technique or a practice or anything, that we all have this one point, 2 to 3 fingers below the navel, that is our center of gravity as a human being. So when we can drop and relax our awareness down to our one point, then everything unfolds in its own timing and its own pace, and it's very beautiful. So I know that we are going to a break quite shortly, so I want to make sure that the listeners know how to contact you, Kyle, because you do offer a complimentary session, correct?
I do.
So Kyle's email address is impact2012@cox.net, and I'm going to spell that, impact2012@cox.net. And we'll tell you a little bit more about the complimentary session. So also, I wanted to let you all know, and I'm still looking for an administration assistant, someone who's passionate about this mission and vision of enhancing sexual well-being for humanity. And now, is that you? Really, I am seeking people who want to work closely with me on this vision. I'm also looking for media production people. Hey, you know, even if you're a student and want to practice your craft, over here at the Pussy Talks is a great place to start. So you can read more about my mission, about enhancing sexual well-being, at www.thepussytalks.com. So also, now that I know that we have 71,000 listeners already in 8 short weeks, I'm looking for sponsors for the show too. So you can call my executive producer, John Missel, at 480-294-6419. I would love to have some sponsors participate in the program and be supporting this mission. I mean, it's such an easy thing to do. So, as we go to the break, you're tuned in to Mukhi Okan on Sex and the Divine Design. I'm with Kyle Wynn and Shakti and the Love Breath. We'll be back after the break.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Go to www.thepussytalks.com now for your programs and services. Begin your journey. Enrich your world and your sexual well-being. It's the shortcut to success, sexual energy mastery, and beyond. Do it now. Mukhi is waiting for you. And if you want sexual well-being for humanity too, you are invited to contribute your unique skills to this private, nonprofit foundation. We need volunteers and interns for research, multimedia, admin, and more. Go to www.thepussytalks.com now. Humanity needs you.
Is the life you're currently living enough for you? Is it the life you once dreamt? What if you could change what's not working for you in the blink of an eye? Listen for The Bliss Edition, featuring Dr. Shelley Childers. We'll explore how your body and your life is created from everything that you think and say about it, including aging, disease, illnesses, pain, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What would it be like to live a life of ease, joy, and glory? The Bliss Edition is heard every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio, Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Sex and the Divine Design with Mookie Okon. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@thepussytalks.com. Now, back to Sex and the Divine Design.
Welcome back. This is your host, Mookie Okan, also known as your orgasm's best friend, and I'm with Kyle Wynn, my wonderful coach, and the topic is Shakti and the Love Breath. You can contact me at info@thepussytalks.com, and you can contact Kyle at impact2012@cox.net. He does offer a complimentary session. So before we went to the break, we were talking about some of the updates on what's been happening with the Pussy Talks and a little bit about relaxation and letting go of tension. So what are we going to talk about in this next part, Kyle?
How did you come up with the name Pussy Talks?
The Pussy Talks. I love that name.
Yes, me too.
And... well, let me tell you, it's a little bit of a story, but it's quite an interesting one. So, you know, I've always wanted to be able to share with people that in their lovemaking, less is more. In fact, in many different departments, less is more. And so...
that'll be good news for some of the fellas.
That's absolutely true. Less is definitely more, men out there.
Yeah.
So hear that. So I was doing some filming for one of my websites, which is MasteryEjaculation.com, which is about lasting longer for men. So I was creating some footage, some instructional footage for that. And I'd always wanted to show a view of just the woman's pussy with her legs open and a hand touching and caressing. So I had the videographer film that for me. So then I did a voiceover describing what was happening. So it ended up being about 27 minutes long, and it is just the view of a woman's pussy and a hand caressing and touching. So it's not a how-to. It actually shows how responsive a woman is and how receptive she can be when it starts off slowly with relaxation. And so a girlfriend of mine who'd been to some of my programs, Miss Yael Steiner in New York City, heard I'd made this little video. Well, it wasn't even completed, and she begged me to bring it to New York City on a trip over there and to show it to this group of friends. Now, a couple of people had been in some of my programs before, but basically not. And I only had my little laptop, and so I showed the 27-minute-long video, and I explained a little bit about it, created the context about polarity and positive pole of the woman being the breast and the face and the upper area when you focus there, first of all, and a woman becomes aroused in a positive pole, that energy just flows over naturally into her pussy, and she can become quite wet before there's any other physical connection there. Hmm. So that was the context I created. And so there was about 20 people in this tiny little room in a hotel and on my little laptop watching. And then about 15 minutes or so into it, one of the women there said, "Well, I think we've seen enough." So I said, "Okay, we've seen enough," because I really wanted to hear what people had to say about viewing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was all sorts of conversation that arose. Some of the men were pointing out, well, a man probably, or most men besides themselves, couldn't even focus that long to caress and touch a woman like that, and so forth and so on, to all sorts of things such as, well, it didn't show them eye gazing and connecting first, et cetera, et cetera.
Critiques,
yeah. So it was just incredible, like, what flowed forth, what came forth in the conversation for people, and that is really what I designed it for as well. So people could view this image of a real woman's pussy being caressed and touched, and allow their response or their reaction to arise.
Hmm.
So the next day, one of the women who has been to some of my programs called me up and said, "Oh my God, Mookie, oh my God, Love Breath, can you believe that someone said to stop and mm-hmm. and they couldn't watch it?" And I said, "Well, that was good to then hear what it was provoking in the space."
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, I want to create a website that has the image just of the pussy, of the vagina, showing, first of all, that there's an incredible variety of types, so forth and so on. I do have a book about that. But also so people could really look and see that it is the source of creation, mm-hmm. that it has very wise teachings for humanity, and that there are even photographs and images of, you know, the baby coming out of the woman. You've seen some of my artwork that mm-hmm. shows that too. So that it would become part of the website of thepussytalks.com, becomes a place where people can go and really be in awe, learn something from the pussy, but also let their natural responses and reactions, whether it's shock or
yeah.
wonder and everything in between.
Notice their barriers to their own ability to be with the facts of their genitalia.
Yes, exactly.
And wow.
And so that's how the name thepussytalks.com, the pussy talks arose. And so that the pussy is actually the source of creation speaking to you, whether it's through the image, whether it is actually a voice coming out of there and saying something.
If it could talk, that's your voiceover.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice.
So that's where the inspiration came from. So I thank that initial group of people because they really catalyzed this whole project,
yeah.
this whole vision.
Yeah. So since you're resisting it, I'm on to something.
You can say that. You can say that.
I did. I'm sure if you downloaded it, you'd hear me say that. I just said that. Wow. And you said you had a book?
Yes. Well, I've created two beautiful photographic works because I think it's so important that men and women, first of all, learn about their own genital anatomy. And so I have one book called Feminine Beauty, and it's beautiful photographs that I've taken myself of all of the different varieties of genital anatomy of women. And you get to see, so there's no specific descriptions or anything about it. It's just so that you can view and look and see, wow, they're all different, and perhaps it could inspire a woman to look at herself for herself and learn, like, integrate her whole anatomy into her experience. And so that's the woman's version. And then there is the men's book, which I've called Masculine Power, And again, because there's so many different types of men, genital anatomy of men, I think they're absolutely exquisite photos. I took
them
all. They are exquisite.
Yeah.
And so again, men get to see the variety and learn more about their own beauty, because men have been pretty emasculated over a long period of time. You know, women don't realize how much suffering men have around sexuality as well. You know, women do and men do, until we educate ourselves and start to learn and grow. It's like it's a continual journey through life. So they're both available. You can see them at thepussytalks.com. But one of the important things that is happening now on the planet is the the latest form of cosmetic surgery in the West is for women to neaten and tidy up the genitals. Now, a lot of people don't know about that. I mean, you can go on, you can Google it, and a ton of cosmetic surgeons will come up. And so a lot of younger women especially not seeing that there is a variety of types and how they are, all women, how every woman is completely natural and perfect and beautiful, are opting, you know, for the latest and greatest surgery. So I have a friend also, he's done some photographic work and has created a poster, also a variety of all the different types, and he's having them displayed in doctors' offices to educate people, because we really need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What else is happening in the field?
Well, let's see. I do have a new website coming.
Yeah.
Coming very soon.
Soon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're waiting for my last, like, 20%. Of the content, which is a lot of the artwork depicting different images of birthing and so forth and so on. You know, people will be able to get the mandalas and power art from the site. But let's see, what else? I've had someone help me with the branding, which has been extraordinary.
Yeah.
So I had just to get an incredible logo that encapsulates the Pussy Talks. You can see that on the website. But every now and again I've had someone say, okay, I don't know how I want to contribute. I don't know how I want to participate, but this is what I'm good at.
Perfect.
So
there's an organic, organized approach coming at you.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
And it's just by you keeping your focus on what you're here for.
Yes, and talking about it.
Yeah, and learning how to say it better and better and better.
Yes. And that's what you helped me with, right?
Well, I listen very keenly.
Yeah, so some of the sessions that we do together, because, you know, I record them all.
Right.
This is like a... this is not exactly like our usual session, but a tiny little taste of it. And so I've been able to go back and pull out really succinct, direct communication about how to describe to people better what this is all about.
Yeah, because I really, really, really want to hear it. So I feel like I know something that you've spent your whole life learning. And I know if I get it the way you say it, others can get it too. So it's just, it's not physical, but it may as well be as intimate and connected and one with each other we become once a week. And I find it's like float over in between sessions. I think about you. Not like you're my girlfriend, but like you're my girlfriend. It's like you're on my mind all the time. How's Mookie? So it's a great, I think what you're doing or what I'm doing, I can't tell, is a metaphor for each other. Because the slower I go, the further I get, is a mantra I coach people to think when that busy chatter runs you around the block and doesn't let you be still. And just see simply what the next step for you to do. And if you quiet the mind and look, it's right there and it's obvious. But when you're busy trying to figure out and doing it right, and I think the same thing happens in bed. You know, if you're busy trying to do it right and look good and feel good, and if it's all about you and you're not in service to another, I think you get in just as much trouble in bed as you do in life when you're busy trying to look good and do it right and play by somebody else's rules, and people should all over themselves.
I think that's a great point. And it's interesting because the whole thing of performing, so it's that whole letting go of performance and trying to do ya.
Oh, there used to be a jargon like that. I'm not going to mention the name of the school, but I heard a lot of friends went to a school and they came out talking like,
I'm going to do ya.
Yeah, it was even a woman would request, do me.
Oh,
I was like,
okay.
Well, that's the least seductive, attractive offer I've ever had.
Right. So really it's about, there's just so much available, letting go of performance and surrendering. You know, some of the greatest, most expansive sexual intimate experiences I've had is when I've used the mantra inside of myself, surrender, and essentially I'm surrendering to myself ultimately.
Yes.
So that I can go beyond my known experiences.
Yeah. The action verb for surrender is allow.
Allow.
So if you look in the moment, you're surrendering, you're just allowing your experience to expand. And when you do that, you're a receptor for him or them or whatever the situation is. And you're on a self-discovery mode instead of a paint by number. It's like, oh, I know how to do this. I need to do this. And then she's going to get like this. And then I can do this. And then I can do that. And da-da-ding, da-da-dum, I did her.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, the paint by numbers to be always the director and the controller.
Yeah.
And the critic.
Yeah.
In the experience.
Yeah, you will not know where you're going to go if you're allowing it to be the way it is and unfold. And I'm sharing, after 21 years of incredible great love making with one person, and just last evening there was another moment that I had not ever had that experience before, and it you can't know how to do this and do it at the same time. I've got some artist children that are now grown adults, and they're
great artists.
They're making their living doing art, and they're very schooled, and they've been to the best schools for their art. But all the schools and those techniques are taught so when you find yourself not in the moment, you have a fallback position. But every good art and every good experience I think we have are moments when we're really just being in the moment.
Precisely.
And discovering we are born able. Your genitals know exactly what to do.
Yes.
And I was listening to you before the break describe, or right after the break, the pussy talks and how the pussy has a response to your breasts and your face being attractive to another. It's very humbling as an ego guy to imagine all I have to do is be with you and you could be fully pleasured. I don't really have to do anything.
Exactly.
is a real humbling moment. But also the full possibility of pleasing is in that moment too. And then you get to participate in the pleasure and discover, I mean, right now words stop because you can't know what you're going to discover until you're there.
Exactly. And so for I'm reminded now of that title for one of my artworks that came through, I think it came through you, was Revelation Unconcealing the Healing Power of Sexual Energy.
Yeah.
So it really is an unconcealment of what's possible.
That's what makes it hard, but it's also what has it be so simple. The hard is we're taught to aspire and attain something that we don't already possess. And that's often confused as accomplishment. When we don't know something, we learn it and we practice it and we perfect it. Ba-boom, we're there. Where this is innate, it's coming from within, and it already is there, and it's perfect just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And to allow that perfection to express itself through you is, it shatters ego.
Beautifully said.
And in your listening, I don't talk like this to anybody else.
Well, see, one of the things to uncover or unconceal is like, what is going to be that little phrase that sums the pussy talks up? And we were going into that territory in our last session, so I know that we're going to be closing real soon.
Yeah, maybe by the end of
this
show.
That's the question.
Yeah, maybe people can call in and give it to us.
Yeah. Like, what is that, like, you talked about computer on every desk, but what is it for the pussy talk that's going to embody the energy of what that is?
Yes.
So I know that we are coming very close to our closing time, so I want to let everyone know how to contact you, Kyle, if you enjoyed Kyle's conversation and listening and wisdom. You can email him at impact2012@cox.net, impact2012@cox.net. And you do offer a complimentary session.
I do. For both me and the potential client to discover whether it's a fit, whether it's the right time, and to produce an impact in that session.
It's a very good session to do, and I love it. You know, my son is being coached by you.
Yes.
He just adores it.
He gets so much out of so little.
I know.
He's amazing.
Totally true. And so I wanted to let you, all the listeners, know too that the books Feminine Beauty and Masculine Power, they're explicit photographs showing the amazing variety of genital anatomy types, is available through thepussytalks.com. That's www.thepussytalks.com. And also there you'll be able to see some updates on what's happening with the Healing Center, different ways that you can contribute to the Healing Center or participate in it. You can also download any of the shows, these shows, through the website there. And there are also particular events, sexuality programs, spiritual sexuality programs, including Kwadoshka, that you can register for through that website. And also,
including couples coaching.
Oh, and the couples coaching.
Oh, my goodness. If you're a couple out there and you have any barriers to your full expression of your love for your mate, give yourself a gift of a weekend with Mookie, and I promise you'll never be the same.
I promise you that, too. And it's very respectful, it's incredibly powerful, and tailor-made exactly for you both. I do have a questionnaire, which is for background information, that I can send to you if you're interested. So email me at info@thepussytalks.com. So you can always listen to the show online anytime and download a free MP3 from iTunes to share with your friends. I want you to pass this show around. It is so important. There's some awesome topics that have been covered in the last 11, 12 episodes. So I always like to complete with a quote, and this is from the preface of Swami Satsangi's commentary on Sri Sundara Lahari. And what she says is, Shakti is abundant with prosperity, which she reflects through her cosmic nature. She is always replenishing the creation which she has given birth to. So if you wish to experience the full force of her benevolence, you'll have to develop an attitude of reverence towards her, not arrogance. That is the secret key to release the great power of Shakti. See you next time. This was Shakti and the Love Breath.
Thank you again for tuning in. Please join Mukhi Okon for another edition of Sex and the Divine Design next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. We'll see you here next week.